Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Political Liberalism is John Rawls' second major statement of a liberal theory of justice. Written to address questions left open by a theory of justice, and to respond to critics who argued that his earlier account relied too heavily on a single moral worldview. Rawls starts from a practical fact of modern democracy citizens who are reasonable and well-intentioned still disagree deeply about religion, morality, and the meaning of a good life. Rather than treating this as a temporary failure, he treats it as a permanent feature of free societies. The book asks how a stable and just political order is possible when citizens hold incompatible comprehensive doctrines. Rawls proposes that political principles should be justified by reasons all citizens can reasonably accept, even while they disagree in private convictions, through ideas such as public reason, overlapping consensus, and the priority of the right. He offers a framework for thinking about constitutional essentials, legitimacy, and civic respect in pluralistic societies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the fact of reasonable pluralism. A central starting point of political liberalism is Rawls' claim that deep and persistent disagreement is not a defect to be eliminated but a normal result of free institutions. In modern democracies, citizens encounter diverse experiences, traditions, and forms of reasoning, and they often arrive at different religious, philosophical, and moral doctrines while remaining sincere and rational. Rawls calls this reasonable pluralism and ties it to what he describes as the burdens of judgment, the many sources of complexity that make agreement on ultimate questions difficult. The point is not that all views are equally good, but that many disagreements are understandable given the evidence, different life histories, and competing values. This diagnosis shifts the aim of political theory. Instead of building a political order on a single comprehensive moral truth that everyone must accept, Rawls argues that a democratic society needs a political conception of justice that can be shared despite disagreement. Stability then depends on citizens endorsing common political principles for their own reasons, not on coercion or cultural uniformity. This topic frames the book as a response to real constitutional democracies, where legitimacy requires taking pluralism seriously rather than treating dissent as irrational or merely strategic. Secondly, political conception of justice versus comprehensive doctrines. Rawls distinguishes a political conception of justice from comprehensive doctrines, which are full moral, religious, or philosophical systems that address the whole of life. A political conception, by contrast, is limited in scope. It is designed for the basic structure of society, meaning the major social, economic, and political institutions that shape citizens' prospects. This narrower focus is strategic and ethical. Strategically, it makes agreement more realistic because it avoids settling metaphysical disputes. Ethically, it expresses respect for citizens as free and equal by not requiring them to surrender their deepest convictions as the price of membership. Rawls presents liberalism here not as one worldview among many, but as a political framework that can be supported from multiple worldviews. This is why he emphasizes ideas such as the priority of basic liberties, fair equality of opportunity, and principles governing the distribution of advantages, while being cautious about grounding those principles in any single doctrine of the good. The result is a form of liberalism that aims to be freestanding. It can be presented without appealing to controversial religious premises or secular philosophies. The topic clarifies the book's core move, shifting justification from a unified moral truth to shared political values embedded in democratic culture and constitutional practice. Thirdly, overlapping consensus as a basis for stability. To explain how a pluralistic society can be stable, Rawls introduces the idea of an overlapping consensus. This is not a mere truce or balance of power, where groups comply only because they are forced or outmatched. Instead, it is a deeper form of agreement in which people with different comprehensive doctrines each endorse the same political principles for reasons internal to their own views. For example, one citizen may support equal basic liberties because of a religious commitment to human dignity, while another supports them because of a secular ideal of autonomy. The political content overlaps even when the moral foundations diverge. Rawls uses this to answer a practical worry: if political principles are justified without a shared moral doctrine, will citizens remain committed over time, especially when social pressures change? Overlapping consensus aims to show that stable commitment is possible because citizens can see political liberalism as consistent with, and even demanded by, their deeper beliefs. This topic also highlights Rawls' distinction between constitutional consensus and overlapping consensus. A society might initially agree on constitutional rules for pragmatic reasons, but only later develop a broader, moralized endorsement that supports stability for the right reasons. The concept is influential because it reframes political unity as compatibility among diverse doctrines rather than uniformity of belief. Fourthly, Public Reason and Democratic Legitimacy, Rawls develops public reason to explain how citizens and officials should justify the exercise of political power in a constitutional democracy. The idea is tied to legitimacy. Coercive laws and policies should be defended with reasons that other free and equal citizens can reasonably accept. At least when debating constitutional essentials and matters of basic justice, public reason does not demand that people abandon their private faith or philosophy. Instead, it asks that when deciding fundamental political questions, they offer arguments grounded in shared political values, such as equal citizenship, basic rights, fair opportunity, and the common good understood in civic terms. Rawls also explores how public reason operates through institutions, legislatures, courts, executive decisions, and elections. The ideal is not perfect consensus, but a discipline of justification that expresses mutual respect among citizens who recognize one another as co-authors of the law. Yeah, this topic matters because it addresses a recurring democratic problem: how to manage disagreement without treating politics as a contest of sheer power. Public reason provides a framework for civic debate that avoids sectarian domination while still allowing vigorous argument. It also clarifies why certain kinds of reasons may be inappropriate in official justification, even if they are meaningful to individuals, because the target is a justification that can be shared across reasonable disagreement. Lastly, constitutional essentials, basic justice, and the limits of neutrality. Political liberalism pays close attention to what must be settled politically and what should remain open. Rawls emphasizes constitutional essentials and matters of basic justice, the structure of basic rights and liberties, the framework of democratic participation, and key principles governing fair opportunity and social cooperation. These are the domains where public reason is most crucial because they set the terms of citizenship and define the boundaries of legitimate coercion. At the same time, Rawls rejects the simplistic idea that a liberal state is neutral in every sense. A political conception of justice will inevitably express certain values, including the moral powers of citizens, the importance of fair terms of cooperation, and the standing of persons as free and equal. The neutrality Rawls seeks is neutrality of justification rather than neutrality of outcome or culture. The state should not justify its laws by appealing to one comprehensive doctrine as the official truth, but it can still uphold substantive principles that protect rights and fair institutions. This topic helps readers understand both the ambition and the constraints of political liberalism. It is not a theory that tries to keep politics value-free. Rather, it aims to locate a shared set of political values that can guide constitutional design and policy while respecting the diversity of deeper convictions found in democratic life. In conclusion, this book is best for readers interested in political philosophy, constitutional democracy, and the ethical challenges of governing diverse societies, including students, scholars, policy-minded professionals, and civic leaders. It is also valuable for anyone trying to understand why modern political conflict persists even among well-intentioned people, and how democratic institutions can remain legitimate amid deep disagreement. Rawls offers practical benefits by giving readers a vocabulary for civic life. Reasonable pluralism explains why consensus on ultimate truths is unlikely. Public reason clarifies how to argue responsibly about core laws, and overlapping consensus shows how common political principles can be supported from different moral foundations. Compared with many liberal theories that lean heavily on one moral psychology or one philosophical doctrine, political liberalism is worth buying because it directly confronts pluralism as a permanent feature of freedom and builds a justification that aims to be shareable across worldviews. It also connects philosophical ideas to constitutional essentials and legitimacy, making it more relevant to real democratic practice than abstract utopian models. If you want a rigorous framework for thinking about rights, stability, and respectful disagreement, Rawls remains a defining guide. If you would like to support John Rawls, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.